Well, as we've heard, the WHO is again sounding the alarm over vaccine inequality and the need to divert more vaccines globally. But countries are pressing on with widespread booster programs, including the UK, where the gap between second doses and boosters will be halved from 6 months to three. And there are calls here in Australia to take a similar approach. Stephanie Smale reports.
Until today, fully vaccinated residents in the United Kingdom have had to wait 6 months for a booster, but that's been reduced to 3 months in a bid to protect more people against the Omicron variant. Professor Anthony Harnden is the deputy chairman of the UK's Joint Committee on Vaccines and Immunisation. He acknowledges existing vaccines weren't designed with the new variant in mind.
There is some presumption that the vaccines won't be as good, but they may be as good at protecting against severe disease. So hence the desire for us to get our population immunity up very high.
Professor Harnden says masks will be mandatory on public transport and in shops in the UK, but he doubts more lockdowns are looming.
I don't think we need to panic yet. I don't think this is doomsday. But clearly this is of concern. It's a development of concern and people are naturally worried. I hope that worry translates into getting their boosters or those unvaccinated individuals overcome their hesitancy and step forward and be vaccinated, because those are the vulnerable people.
He's also not convinced that snapping borders shut is the right way to deal with the variant.
It's very difficult by closing your borders to stop the virus. What you can do is delay time by which it seeds within the country, but it's very difficult to stop it altogether.
Some Australian health experts are calling for the booster to be offered sooner here too. Currently, people aged 18 and older are eligible for a booster 6 months after their second vaccine dose. University of Newcastle Public Health Professor Nick Talley is part of the AusSage Network, a network of Australian health experts. He argues sooner is better.
We know that the antibody response starts to wane at about 2 months. With this concern that there may be a new, more transmissible variant of concern, the idea was having as many people recently vaccinated as possible is likely to provide the best community protection.
The federal government says it is considering whether to bring boosters forward. Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly has pointed out winter conditions in the Northern Hemisphere can increase the risk of respiratory viruses, but Australia is more than 6 months away from those conditions. Professor Nick Talley again.
You could also argue if we wait, we may allow this new variant to take a hold if it's circulating, and we will see a significant surge earlier.
That's Nick Talley there, University of Newcastle Public Health Professor and AusAge member, speaking there to Stephanie Smale.